Happy Tuesday to you, and I hope your week has gotten off to a good start. If you missed yesterday's teaching, you can go back and listen to that as it helps you to visualize or focus on how to have a good week over the coming days. So today I wanted to talk to you about self-care, something that I mentioned on Saturday and something I've talked about quite a lot, but I wanted to go a little bit deeper into that. And a lot of my teachings come from my experience working with people over the last 10 years, my own personal experience as well of these issues and with family and friends. So, you know, take whatever bits feel relevant to you or that you align with. It doesn't mean that everything I'm saying is, you know, completely right, but it might give you some help or tools or tips to be able to move forward in a better way for yourself. So when we think about having me time, or, you know, when I set up it's time for me, it's about, you know, this is my time. It's about making more time for myself. And that can come in the format definitely of, you know, having a nice bath, having a nice dinner, sitting down, watching something good, maybe, or listening to some music, reading a book, going for a walk, maybe taking time for a class. And all of those things are really good because they may be things that we enjoy and that we're engaging with. But there's a difference between things that we enjoy and having me time to enjoy them. And they are absolutely fantastic to do, don't get me wrong. And I would, again, encourage a lot of that and doing more of what you enjoy and making more time for yourself. But self-care really is the essence or the core of who we are. And self-care actually trails through every single avenue of our life. And when we talk about wanting to mind ourselves more, care for ourselves more, love ourselves more, it starts deep within ourselves, deep within our subconscious mind, through emotions, through our thoughts, and definitely through our actions. So when we talk about having a foundation of self-care, and this is something what I was thinking that you could think about today and see how it relates to you or see where you are maybe on the spectrum of this. When we talk about self-care, it is actually, in fact, having a balance through all aspects of our life. It is about knowing that we need to look after ourselves so that we can live a good life, but also that we are making sure that we're protecting ourselves from maybe difficult people or different difficult energies. And also that when stress inevitably does come up in our life and difficulties present themselves and difficult relationships present themselves, that we are making sure that our fundamental needs and our emotions and our desires are being looked after. And again, we're feeling safe and protected. That really is what self-care is about. So if you look at it in the context of your emotional self, it's about feeling balanced and clearing yourself, tuning in with yourself more often to figure out how you're feeling. If you think of it through your physical body, it's about making sure you're eating the right foods or foods that feel nourishing to you, making sure you're exercising and physically keeping well in yourself. It can be getting enough sleep. That's definitely going to help with the physical stuff. And then we have the mental part, which is about making sure that we're de-stressing enough, talking about things enough, connecting with ourselves enough, having downtime, winding down maybe through meditation, through yoga, through Pilates, talking to people, like I said a minute ago, whether that's friends or actually having someone you go to speak to. It's about those three elements through our emotional, our mental and our physical energy being looked after. And also the spiritual side of us, whether you're spiritual or not, or whether you believe it or not, that's completely up to you. But just to make sure our connection with our higher self is there, that we're listening to our instincts and our intuition, which all of us have, whether we believe we're spiritual or not, or spiritual beings or not being spiritual beings. So that's, again, other things that you need to think about. When we look at our life through our finances, for example, if we're struggling with debt or if we're overspending when we don't have enough money, that can actually be an area where we're lacking self-care or self-value. And of course, if you're in financial difficulties, this doesn't mean this is your fault. Of course not. It's just about showing that that actually creates stress, which is a self-care issue. So again, that can be adding to things. Self-care can also go into our career, when it's looking about, are we doing something that makes us feel passionate? It doesn't mean you go into your job every day and feel like, you know, this is the best thing in the world. Some people do, but for most people, that doesn't happen. But are you feeling like you're in a good working environment? You're on a good path with that? This other area that this would come into then would be in your relationships. What are your relationships like with family and friends? Are you protecting yourself in that? Are you saying, you know, pulling away from people that are draining you and maybe taking up more of your time? What does that look like to you? What about romantic relationships? If you've been in relationships in the past and you're not in one at the moment, what have they been like? How have you felt in them? Have you minded yourself? Have you put yourself, and when I say first, I don't mean that it's all about you, but that you're protecting your energy and being treated in the right way. What are your boundaries like across the board in current relationships and relationships with friends and family? How are you being treated? How are you allowing yourself to be treated? Again, this is a fundamental core part of our relationships. Look at your social life. How are you spending your time? What things are you doing that you enjoy? Are you nurturing yourself in this area? What's your home space like? Is it cluttered? Is it full of things? Is it really, really tight that you feel like you're a bit claustrophobic in it? Are you keeping your house clean? Are you keeping it tidy? Are you decluttering? Or have you got a space that feels bright and energetic? Okay, and these are all the things you need to look at. So self-care has a foundation, and it absolutely ripples through our life like a domino effect. So it's something for you to think about, but it actually starts with a choice. And even though that these choices can be hard, it's a choice to say, I want to care for myself and I will care for myself. And I know, you know, I posted in the Facebook group today about the fact that I've been struggling myself, just sharing a personal story with not looking after myself properly. I go in waves. Generally, it's always there every single day as an intention. I get up every day with the intention, and the choices that I'm going to make are going to be really good around how I'm going to eat, how I'm going to mind myself, how much time I'm going to give to myself, how I'm going to have better boundaries with friends, family, different things like that, how I'm not going to allow myself to be drained or pulled out of. And yet I seem to go back into that habit every day. So I definitely have been doing a lot of work on this over the last year, and I'm not at perfect mode yet, but I've started to make big changes in that. And again, and I know I've probably repeated this a few times, but it's about asking yourself, what brings me closer to where I'm going to be and what's going to bring me further away? And you know, I think we have to look at that. I started my own personal transformation, as I called it today, putting energy back into allowing myself to clear my skin, which has been an issue for me over the last 2 years. I have issues with hormones, which I have been working on significantly over the last year. I also have been starting over the last kind of 4 or 5 months, better eating, better exercise, and kind of upped the ante now as I've come into this week. And all those things actually make me feel better. And I remember years ago, actually about 10 years ago, I had first read The Secret and I decided to change my whole life. So I wanted to look for a different work. I started off by minding myself I was going to bed on time. I cut down and kind of going out a lot. I used to go out like maybe 3 nights a week. I went out once a week, if even. So I wasn't drinking as much. I was 26 years old, so I was in my 20s, I was single, to do everything I wanted to do, had loads of money, it was all great. But I was kind of living in a bit of a bubble and floating a lot all the time, and probably drinking too much and eating too much and spending too much and all these things. So I pared it all back and I started to eat better. I lost, at that time, I think I lost maybe 3 stone in weight, got myself down to a size 10. I actually cleared my skin. I used to struggle a little bit with my skin back then as well, not as bad as now. I did all of these kind of foundational things. I kept my house really clean. I made sure I was wearing bright clothes that made me feel good. I was putting a huge amount of effort into work. And literally that, I moved into a new apartment at the end of January 2008. And by the end of September 2008, I had actually started my holistic business part-time. I met my now husband. Like I said, lost all that weight. And life was really, really good. The problem is I didn't sustain it. I probably sustained it for a year or two after that, but I didn't sustain those changes because ultimately I still didn't see myself as important enough when difficulty struck and I was pulled out of a lot, as I was that those couple of years after. I chose to get involved in that instead of getting involved, but keeping myself as a priority. And when we lose sight of ourselves, and we can do this, whether you're have, you know, difficult family situations, whether you have, you know, a busy life with kids and a partner and work, you know, the list is endless of reasons why we don't make time for ourselves. So when I'm talking about it's time for me, it's two things. It's to make time to look after yourself properly, and also it's time for you. It's time for you to achieve and get to where you want to be. So a little bit of a longer teaching today. I just wanted to kind of do this as more food for thought and see what you take from it and how you feel in yourself. If you have any feedback, do get in touch with me by text or email. And also, again, as I always say, if you have any topics you want me to cover, please feel free to get in touch with me, and of course I'll cover them over the number of weeks. So have a really great Tuesday, and I'll chat to you tomorrow.